We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Huna. Mechor li be'elu. The halacha is that if you take a whole bag of money and you go over to someone and say, I want to buy your watch from you, here's a bag of money for your watch. The halacha is your koina. V'yesh olav ana. And the more we'll explain what that means. Kana, first of all, you koina that watch. Afagav loy mashach, even if you make a mashicha, usually you need a mashicha on metaltim. We said v'atari mayis loy kainis ni mashicha, and here you gave money, a bag of money for the watch, but you still kainis, even if you didn't do a mashicha, why not? Kivin the loy kapid, since you were in Mac, the guy who was selling it didn't ask how much money is it, and he just took a bag of money and gave it to you, so therefore it's like chalipin, the chalipin damu. There's like chalipin, and therefore it's kaina automatically. Once the moicher makes a kinyan, makes a mashicha on the money, automatically the watch belongs to the lekech. Because it sounds like it's chalipin. It's matbein, it's chalipin. We'll ask the kasha. So first of all, you kind of have to go to the carpet, kana, the chalipin dami. But it still has aina. V'yesh lo yalav aina. The mechali be'elu kamale. Which means usually chalipin has no aina. There's no issa aina when it comes to chalipin. But here, since it uses lashon mechira, so therefore it has din aina. So it's like half chalipin and half a mechira. So that's the halacha. You're kind of like chalipin. On the other hand, there's oinah. Oinah means that if you charge too much or too little, more than a sixth or less, or goes less than a sixth, then there's oinah. And it's yechayit machzer oinah. If it's more than a shtos, more than a sixth, then the whole mekach is batal. So here we're saying, since he said mechara li be'elu, it's din oinah. Rav Abam Rav Huna, he argues, he says, if I say I want to buy that watch for this bag of money, you attack a coin automatically, but there ain't a love enough. There's no enough. He holds that here, the Lashon Mechar is not enough to change it into Issa enough, and he holds there's no enough. So Zok the Gemara, Pshita, what comes out clear is, Domim ve'ein makbid aleim, if I hand you a bag of money and you're not makbid, how come me and the kani? We say that you kaino, the chalipin dam is like chalipin. But the Gemara wants to know a shah like this. Chalipin umakbir lehemai. If I am making a chalipin with you, I'm switching one product for another product, and I'm makbid to know exact amount, the exact value of each one, what's the halacha? Do we say over there that you're not, that doesn't work or not? That's the question. What's the shayla really? So Rashi explains, Mahu, mi konu tavai ube mashicha dechav now. There's one mashicha make you kind of the other one like chalipin. Since you are makbid to know exactly the valuation of each one, harein kedomim, is it like money? That's the question. If I have a case where I'm doing chalipin, clearly I'm trying to do chalipin, but I keep on asking you, like, I want to know exactly how much it's worth when I give you. Let's say I'm switching watch for watch, two different watches. I want to know exactly how much that watch is worth. You say, how much is your watch worth? Once you try to figure it out, it becomes domim and not chalipin. And the shaila is, no, it's chalipin. That's the question. Is it chalipin or dom? That's the question.
Why can't you say it's a kinyan? Just you have to get back there.
That's the question. If it's chalipin or it's dom. Amar avada bahava. Amar avada bahava. Don't do any no over here. As to what type of kinyan is this? What makes something money? What makes something chalipin? So until you learn Parakazov, you thought it has to do if it's greenbacks or not. That's what makes money. So when you learn from Parakazov already a few times already, it has nothing to do with that. Dom can mean shava dom more so. So chalipin, that we understand. You take a handkerchief, you make chalipin, we understand that's chalipin. But now, what about if I tell you here, I'm giving my handkerchief is a very fancy, it's a Lululemon handkerchief, and it's worth $2,000, okay? And you're giving me a watch, also, a Mavada watch, also, let's figure it out. Maybe my handkerchief is worth more. If you start doing that, once you start doing that, so then, already, then there's a shaila of dumb. That's the Gemara's shaila. Is it dumb or not? So you're telling it's not. Let's see what the Gemara says. Maybe tomorrow's will happen to you. Aravad bahava. Toshima. Hareisha yotoifis parasa. A guy walks, those days they had cows. Hareisha yotoifis parasa. A guy walks in with his cow, va'imid, and he's walking to the market with his cow. And the guy said, I wonder, why do you bring your cow to the marketplace? Uvachave, revamaloi paras chaloma. What's a cow doing here? So he says, you know what, the truth is, l'chamar nintzarech, I need a chamar. So I'm bringing my cow to see if I can barter my cow for a chamar. So the guy says, yeah, taka, yes, I have a chamar. Shani nois l'cha, I'll give it to you. Then he says, paroshcha v'kama, how much is your paro worth? V'kach v'kach, chamarcha v'kama, how much is your chamar? V'kach v'kach. So here it looks like they're doing evaluations, figuring out how much each one's worth. Moshach Baal HaChamor is HaParo. The Baal HaChamor was Moshach the Paro. But lo hispik Baal HaParo limshech es Chamor, but the Baal HaParo did not take the Chamor back and be Moshach yet, at Shemesa Chamor. The Chamor dies. So now the Baal HaParo says, hey, I don't want this, give me back our Paro. The halacha is, you could be chayzer. Like, kana Baal HaChamor is HaParo. You're not. The Baal HaChamor is not kind the Paro. So more comes out that Echanami, this type of chalipin is taka money. It's taka, if you start figuring it out how much each one's worth, so there the halach is that it's like domim, and the halach is that it's not koina until, just like if I give you money for your chamar, I'm not koina your chamar until I take it. Here also, I gave you a para for the chamar, I'm not koina the chamar until I take it, until I'm a shikha. What?
What's the merchandise and what's the cash?
Over here?
Yeah.
And I'm paying the para for the chamar. The one I give first. Yeah. They're both here. They're both considered cash. Yeah. It's like cash for cash. I'm buying cash for the two different type of tivos.
Back until the other
one is right. Yeah. Back until both make mashicha. Yeah. That's the halacha. Yeah. Because like domim, therefore they both can be chayzer until they make mashicha. That's the halacha over here. So that's what he says. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, what are you talking about? That true? Otu chalipin b'shuftin yaskinin? Says every chalipin. Are we talking about a crazy person? Every time we have a chalipin, so every time we do chalipin, do you think we're talking about a crazy guy that he doesn't care how much it's worth? Because basically, the Gemara is saying right now is, anytime you makbid on how much the value is, so then it's domim. So he says, what do you mean? Every time I give you a handkerchief, what do you mean? A makbid? Of course I'm makbid how much it is that you're worth money. And maybe Pshat is, I'll collect more money, like you were saying, Rabbi Yosef, you're saying. Every chalipin, you think you're talking about a crazy person that's not makbid? Ella, call chalipin mikvah kapti, vikona. Every chalipin, of course you makbid how much each one's worth, vikona. So backstrap by the case of Paro, he's saying, of course, every chalipin you makbid, and still it's kind of chalipin. You'll have to figure out and pay the rest, whatever it is. But of course, no one just closes his eyes and gives you something and you give me back something. I don't care what it is. Of course you're makbid. That doesn't make it domim. Still could be chalipin. In the case of the paro chamar, why wasn't it koina? Lamaisa, I was making a barter here. I was switching the paro and you were giving back chamar. So why wasn't it koina? It's a regular chalipin. Even if I makbid on the valuation, Rav is saying every person is makbid on how much you owe me and I owe you. It's just a way of making a kinyan. So Achamayaskinon, Da'amalei, he says, here the case was that you're missing something. You had a paro of a tle over here. Achamayaskinon, Da'amalei chamar, but paro of a tle. I was switching, I was bartering chamar for a paro and a tle. And Umashach has a paro, and the first thing given over was a paro, but you didn't finish that side of the coin over here. You didn't finish that side. Because if I die in loy Moshach has a tle, you were in Moshach the tle. If you were the Mashiach Ma'aliyah, would have taken kind of the chamo, whatever it is. But here, I was giving you a para and a tle, a cow and a sheep, and you were giving me back a chamar, and you weren't finished. You didn't finish being Mashiach both. That's why the chalipin did not work. But Avada, according to Rava, he's saying, no, you're making a mistake, that even by a case of makbid, Avada it is kaina. And we'll see a little remes there later on. The achroinim, it's a very long sugya here, but the Achronim learned there's two types of chalipins. There's one chalipin called shava b'shava, and there's another chalipin called like a kinyan suda. We just use it to reaffirm our purchase, and of course they have to give you money for it. There's two type of chalipin. But there's a chalipin called shava b'shava, where I give you something worth this much, you give me back something the other way. There's a kinyan called shava b'shava. That's through the whole sugya over here. That's mavui like that. It's two type of chalipins, either kinyan suda or kinyan shava b'shava, like which is a switch, which is that type of chalipin. We have to go back to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, you take a bag of money and you give it to the guy. The loch is you kinyan because he didn't ask you how much money it was, so you kinyan out chalipin. The question is, ematrei nas chalipin? Oh ma, machuli beilu kana v'yesh lo yalav einah. He's kinyan, but there is einah because he said lashem mechar, but it's kinyan. So why is it kinda? We said it's chalipin. Lame myself Rav Huna might be an ask chalipin. You can tell me that you can make chalipin with a matbeah. Here it's a bag of coins. How are you kinda? How does it work? Ask chalipin with a bag of coins. I'm a tell you an ask chalipin. So maybe Rav Huna holds my pin and ask chalipin. So my loy Rav Huna sovel a krav yechanan. Rav Huna holds a krav yechanan. Dama dvar toyer moyes kinda. Midaraisa moyes kinda. We'll tell you where this Dvar Torah is. Dvar Torah Moed is Koinos. On Plei Ma Omru Meshicha Koinos. Why Taka is the Halacha is? We know we need Meshicha because Gzeru Shem Yoyim Reloi Nisvu Chayit Avaliyah. If when you bought something and you gave him money, you owned it already before you picked it up, it might be a fire there, and the Meicher won't want to save it because it doesn't belong to him anymore. Therefore, the Masakin Meshicha. Again, we'll explain that more on my base. But like upon him, Rabbi Yechonah is Dvar Torah Moed is Koinos, and it's the Dakhana Der Rabbanon Meshicha. Milsa the Shechicha Gaz Rabbanon. A regular purchase where I give you money and you give me back a chefetz, that's where we're the Mesakin, the din of the Mesakin of Mashicha. But Milsa Shechicha, giving you a bag of money is not Shechiach, like Gazru Bar Rabbanon. Rabbanon, not Geyser on such a case, they were not Geyser that they make Mashicha. That's what comes out over here. And therefore, it's working really, but Torah is Damim. It says before Chalipin, so Tosis, second Tosis from the top explains. Rav Huna Shavu Karvich, second Tosis from the top. Umayir Ptaris Domim, but Le'el Hochabrusha, but Hani Domim, Kivin the Loy Shchichi Kechalipin Domim. It's Loy Shriach, it's like Chalipin. Happens to be the man, the Yom there of Abu says that there's no way, no. Obviously, he learns, Lechayrav, you have to know how he learns. If it's possible to learn, it's Taris Domim, why is no way, no? It could be he's Taka learns about Payanas Chalipin, but that's a good question. Al Kaponim, here we're saying that Rav Huna really owes Eimat Be'enas Chalipin. Why is it work? We have Milsa L'Shicha. So, Omalei Mar Huna Bereid Rav Nachman L'Rav Ashi. Atun Hochi Mastitu Lo. You have the memory of Huna like this, and then you're saying it doesn't have to be Matpeya Nasa Chalipin. It could be Eimat Be'enas Chalipin. And it's working with Teres Domim. Anan Hochi Mastitu Lo. We have Mefurisha memory for Rav Huna. V'cheinam Rav Huna Eimat Be'enas Chalipin. Before we had a bunch of Arayim said Eimat Be'enas Chalipin. Rav Huna said it also. V'cheinam Rav Huna. So it has to be Pshan Rav Huna over here, that's Misla Shicha, and not because that Matpeya Nasa Chalipin. So it's more of it. How do you make a Chalipin? How do you make Kenya Chalipin? Rav Oma Bekelev Shel Koina. It's the guy who's buying it. I'm buying a watch, I give you a Suda, I give you a handkerchief, and with that, I am Koina, your watch. The Nichle Le Koina, the Hava Makna Koina, the Nichle Le Koina, that I am happy that you are being kind of that handkerchief in order, kehechid ligmar liknili, in order you should give something back to me. Velevi says, Bekelov shel makna. And we'll see the reason. Bekelov shel makna, we'll see in a second why, but the way it works is that the makna, the guy who's giving the watch, gives you a sudor. When I am kind of a sudor, I'm automatically kind of your watch. Kibbin like, come on, like explain later on. Omle Avhuna, so Avhuna didn't understand this, Levi, it's a Pella. Omle Avhuna, but the Skarta Larava. But Levi, the Mikhail Shamakna, how does that work? So we're assuming the way it works is that I give you a Sudar, you make a Mashiach on a Sudar, Agav, the Kenyan on the Sudar, Agav that, I am kind of the watch also. It's like Kenyan Agav, like. Kenyan Agav means I make a Kenyan on the Sudar, on the handkerchief, I'm the buyer. And with that, I'm also kind of the watch, Kenyan Agav. So, Hokakani Ara Agav Glima, you're kind of a piece of land. Agav glima, agav the handkerchief. Look at that. Let's say I'm buying a piece of land. Do kinyan sudor. What does it mean? The land seller, the property seller, gives to a buyer a handkerchief. The buyer picks up the handkerchief. Now he's kind of the karka. So im kain, you tell me it works kinyan agav that way? You can have a nechosim shesh machrayis, which is karka, nikna nechosim machrayis. Is this a thing that a karka is nikna with kinyan agav, agav the metatlim? We know in the Mishnah, in Masechta Kedushin, says the opposite. Nechosim she'en leh mechrayis, metatlim are nikdim mechosim mechrayis. It's exeris a kosov, it's from a pasuk, that we learn that metatlim are koina agav the karka, but not karka, not koina agav metatlim. So what's Pshan Levi? The moral thought is Pshan Levi. On Malay, Yav Levi hocha, Levi will be here, hearing you ask that kasha, have a mafik lapach pulsid nuri. What a shot at you, these fiery tokens, because which means put them into cherim. That's not pshat and Levi. Misavas glima makulei. Misavas glima. You think a makulei or glima agav that the karka? No, but he and no the kamakabel mino gom makulo. No, the way it works is like this: that the no that I was makabel that suda from you, gave you a no, I'm makabel present from you. That hano, I'm giving you a hano. That is the kinyan that buys the property. Now. I'm sure, that's the way it works. Because of course I'm accepting the present. That I know, it buys the karka. We know from Masechta Kedushin, only Adam Chashev works like that. What do you mean? We have Kedushin works like the Adam Chashev. If an Adam Chashev accepts a present, that's a big thing. But every person, this works for every person, Kevzumakna. So Rishonim asked the kasha. There's two terutzim. Either pshat is that we'll see later on that chalipin works with pachlis of shavah pruta. So everyone, this is, it happens to be this in Mavuya and Hilchos Rebbe, also in the Maizkelim, the same thing, that every time I accept a present, there is a hana. By Adam Chasher, it's more than shavah pruta. By a regular person, it's less than shavah pruta. Right? And we know chalipin works less than shavah pruta, therefore it works. Because now when I accept something, I'm giving you a hana by accepting it. It's less than shavah pruta, but chalipin works less than shavah pruta. That's one of Rishonim Mishayim. Other Rishonim say is that really the Iker Pshat and Kelev Shel Makne, we'll see this from the Pasuk. This is just like a Svara Ba'alma. It's not the real reason. It's not the real reason. It's like the Gemara says, Ketanoi. Like I'm Chalikas Tanoi, where does the din of Chalipin come from? Moshe, where does Chalipin come from? Where's the entire Yafan Chalipin? Where's the Makarfit? By Rus. By Rus. It comes by Rus. What was the story by Rus? By Rus and Ami, they had a property actually, and they had to sell it. They were very poor, they had to sell the property. Rus and Ami, they were in Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is, there's something called the Goyal. And the Goyal is the closest relative is supposed to, if he has money, he should be Goyal to keep it in the family. He'll buy the field from Rus and Ami. So there was a closer Goyal than Boaz. Doesn't say his name Doesn't say his name because he didn't do the gula. He didn't do the gula. So there.
There's
only gula zakarka. So the gula zakarka and also the yibum together. But so here, the gula, he had to give over the right of the gula of being girl the karka. He had to give it over to Boaz. So what they do? They made a kinyan chalipin. And it says in the pasuk like this. V'zoyis lefanim v'Yisrael. This is the Kabbalah and Klal Yisrael. Ala geula v'ala tamura. We'll see what that means, those two words. Lekayim kaldava. What do you do? Shalaf ish naloi. One of them took off their shoe. Rechayim Kievsky says it means a glove. V'nasa lira'eyu. And he gave it to your friend. V'zoyis ha'tu'udo v'Yisrael. Now, who gave what to who? Who is the ish? Who is the re'eyu over here? And that would be a machlekes in our Gemara. But let's see. Ketanoi. What does gula mean? Gula zu mechira. Gula means mechira, which means you sold them a mechira gemura b'damim, but you didn't accept money yet, and you want them a mekayim v'mechira, idea kenyan. So that's what we said. That's a chalipin called kenyan sudar, not the shava b'shava. That's gula zu mechira. V'chenu oimer lo yigael. You see, lashon mechira, lashon geula by mechira. Tamura zu chalipin. Isn't that chalipin? Also, that's the Zog Rashi, the two lines on the bottom, Zuchalipin, Shemachlev, Klizeb, Chavis, Konegde. That's the chalipin of Shava Vashava, like the Achroinim say. It's two types of chalipins. There's chalipin of Kinyan Suda, chalipin of Shava Vashava. Both of them work, both of them are chalipin. So that's what says Geula and Tamura. So you see, Lashon Yomir, Lashon of Tamura is Lashon Chalipin. Lekayim Koldova, Shalav Vishnalo, Ivan Osareya, who gave to who? Mina Osalami. The Tanakhama says, Boaz, Nasan LeGoyel. Boaz was the Koina. He gave a shoe to the Goyel. So he is the, you see, Kehel Shal Koina. Rabbi Yudayimah, Goyel, Nasan LeBoaz. The Goyel gave his shoe to the Boaz. So you see, Kehel Shal Makna. So this Machlokes Tanoim is the Machlokes that we have over here between Rav and Levi. Tana learned in a Braisa. Koinim Bekli Af B'Shem V'Shal Bruto. You're allowed to use the Kinyan Suda, Kinyan Chalipa works, even with the Kli, that's not worth the Shal Bruto. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Yishanu, a famous Rav Nachman we had already a few times. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Yishanu Elav a Keli. The only thing that can affect a Chalipin is a Keli, a utensil. Av a Peri Loi. Anything that's not a Kli, a Peri, which means fruit and vegetables, and animals also, you cannot make Chalipin with that. Rav Sheshis Amar, Afilu a Peris. Rav Sheshis says, even Peris work. Now some say that Rav Nachman and and Rav Sheshi is about Peris Ayesha Chalipin is only the Gavi the Chalipin of Kinyan Suda. But Shava Vashava maybe would work, even by Peris. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Obviously, the Suga is bigger than the ocean. It's very, very big. We can't have everything. Rav Sheshi Afilu Peris. My timer, the Marzah Rav Nachman, Lois Shon, Ella Bakli, Ava Peri Loy. He says, Afilu Peris, also in Peris, you have Chalipin even by Peris. My timer, the Rav Nachman, what's Pshar Rav Nachman? When Paul says, Na Aloy, he says, a shoe. Na'al in midah chuni loy. Dafka a kli, nothing else. My time to have sheshes. Means a kli, dafka a kli. Well, it makes no sense to be dafka a shoe. It doesn't make sense. So that's what I'm saying. We're learning out like what it means. Why is it na'al? It has to be something that's a kli, a piece of clothing. My time to have sheshes. Omakra lekayim kol dava. The pasuk says, lekayim kol dava. And we learn from there that it could be with any type of item you can make the chalipin. Rav Nachman Ami Yaksiv Kayim Kol Dava. So I want to know who Kayim Kol Dava, the nickname of Minu. Like we have before a similar idea, we try to say it by Matbeah at least, but that Allah has fear of Nachman, you're allowed to buy anything with a Kinyan Suda, be kind of anything with a Kinyan Suda, even though it's not a Kli. That's what a Kayim Kol Dava means. Rav Sheish Nami Yaksiv Naloi, it says Shu. It's a complete item. It has to be a complete item. That's going to exclude a half a rima and a half a egois. Even he holds a rima and could be used as a chlipin, but here's only a half. It's not good. That's what he learns from the word nala. Omrav Sheish is ready to Rav Idi. We write in the star, when we make king chlipin, we write in the star like this. It was done, the chlipin was done, b'mana, which means a kli. We'll see. The kosher, that's a good kli. Miknayeba. So what does these words mean? When a darshan, technically, the words of the star. Bimana, the kosher, lemiknaya, be. Four things. Bimana, it says a kli, lafuke, midrav sheshes, the omakren in Paris. Coming to exclude, Rav Sheshes says they can use Paris. No, it says they used to write this in the star because they held, it has to be dafka keli. The kosher has to be something appropriate. Lafuke mid the Shmuel, coming to exclude Shmuel Shita the Omar Koinin be Marika. They allowed to use a kli made out of Gilolei Bakar. That's cow dung. They made kelim out of that, which is pretty disgusting. So that cannot be used. Even Shmuel says it could be used. We're saying no. The kosher has to be a nice keli, a appropriate keli. Lemiknaya. That means I'm being kinder with it. Lafukim with the labor, I'm a kelim shamak. That means the one who's being kaino, who's doing the buying, who's acquiring it, he's the one who's giving the keli. Lafukim with the labor, I'm a kelim shamak. Kamashmal, I'm a kanaya of lelaknuya. That I'm acquiring it and not giving it to you. What's bay? What do we have the word bay? Rapapa, I'm a lamute matbeya. Tafuke, a coin is not a good chalip. And Ravzvid, with him Ravashi, I'm a lamute asurina. To exclude a suri nod, even though pachos of shava pruta is good for chalipin, but a suri nod is not good for chalipin. Iked amri bay is coming lafuke and a papa lamute matbeya, and the kosher omra zivatem rav ashi lamute suri nod. The word kosher that's coming lafuke suri nod. Av maruka lo yitzrich. You don't even need any miut for maruka. That's poshut that you shouldn't use a kli maruka. Break the nachas moish when he hacks himself pasul. Small holes, he could use it. So what it means pshita, it's a little shver, but not going to have teretz like ashev alkaponim. That's what comes after the gemara. So it comes after the gemara that we're pasking in kelev shal kaina, and we're pasking in need a keli in order to do chalipin.